Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series.
You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Gene Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Watch Hacks, streaming exclusively on Max, and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
If you want to be my friend, you had better go and get a pen. And maybe we could keep in touch like they did in the old days. It wasn't so long ago.
Keenan from the Winter Sounds
love
coming
it.
At you with the Pin Pals theme song.
I don't know that anybody could love it as much as we do, but I hope they try.
We've listened to that song quite a few times.
It still gets me.
It still causes me to tear up.
Let me take that again.
Are you dying?
I think I am dying, and I've got to take it again.
Are you doing those things where you swallowed and you want to tell a story?
I don't know what happened.
Do you know what happens when that happens?
None of this is going to be in.
This should stay in. This is gold.
It's not a good teaser.
This is gold.
It's not a good teaser.
You went to swallow and you swallowed wrong.
We haven't even started the counter yet.
You swallowed wrong. And it's always when you want to talk. Have you ever been telling a story and you do that and there's like four people and you're like, you're like, I'll just push through, but you can't. You can't push
Yeah, that
through.
Just happened to me.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you're right.
Hey, this is the second teaser of our road to Team Coco. We're already on it. But our first full episode drops on July 28th. We couldn't be more excited to be a part of Team Coco. And if you've listened to this show before, we've been around for a little while. Maybe you're new to it, though, and you're like, what is this? Because it certainly sounds fun. And can one of these guys even talk? Yes, sometimes.
We can. This is Pen Pals with Daniel Van Kirk and Rory Scovel. We're your Pen Pals. Mm-hmm. You guys, the way that this show works, we are submitted letters from all of our listeners from all over the world.
And we do our best. Sometimes we can't talk.
That's right.
We do our best.
And from all walks of life and people that are experiencing very different things in their lives or just have a question or they want to tell us what their favorite food is and they want to know what our favorite food is. Truly anything. Can be a letter. And so people write us a letter and our reply is our pen pal response back to them that everyone gets to be privy to and be a part of. And over the 3 years that we've been doing this show, we've built up quite a fun community. And if you are listening for the first time, we hope that you will give us a chance and perhaps join this community and check out our past episodes and check out our future ones. As Daniel said, our first full length episode with Team Coco will be on July 28th, and it'll be a little bit different than
I think it'll be great
episodes.
When you say people ride in and become a part of the community, every person that we've ever brought into this has definitely been a part of that and kind of knows what we're doing here. You can write us a letter, in fact, just by going to the penpalspod@gmail.com. I'll say it one more time, the penpalspod@gmail.com. Send us a letter, like Rory said, about anything going on in your life or something you think or something that's been on your mind. And then when you send that letter in, make sure you tell us too, like, hey, how do you want to be identified? We're very good at keeping secrets. If you're new to us, you'll learn that over
time. If you
don't
want your name said and you want to remain anonymous, give us a fake name. Or if you want us to use your name, say you can use my name, but it's completely up to you. Whatever you submit us is how we will respond to you.
But the thing is, we wanted to say on this new teaser, the second teaser of ours, is that when we talk about community going forward as part of Team Coco is we're going to bring more people into this community. So if you've been a fan for a long time or you're new, this will be a heads up in a good way. We're going to start having more guests. We're going to bring someone in. You'll always write the letter to us. It'll always be handled with care and hopefully comedy. We try our best. And we're going to bring in somebody who will also be doing those exact same things. So the letter will be to us, but you're going to get a third friend that you also will have in the room to kind of give their advice or what they think or their perspective or how much they love bologna.
Right. I don't know bologna. That I like bologna.
I think bologna is either a young man or young woman's game, young person's game, or you put it with a lot of other stuff and you don't really notice.
I don't like how it's pronounced versus how it's spelled. And I know that sounds ridiculous, but it goes in the con category for me of how I feel about bologna.
Like I can handle honest when I look at it. I'm like, fine, you want to deny the H? Go for it, yeah. Right?
You want to
like,
be that way?
I can even handle core. You want to go Marine Corps and you want to drop a P and an S in there for no reason? Fine. But bologna is
not
pushing
okay.
The
and that's where we, the pen pals, draw the line.
So fun stuff like that. We do get letters and they really run the gamut from every part of people's lives or just a story that they heard from their uncle that nobody's seen in a while. Whatever they want to send in. So
it's oddly specific. Is that you? Is that something you're going through?
I haven't seen him in a while. Okay. So let's do that. The great thing about these teasers, now we'll start having guests when we drop on the 28th of July, Team Coco. But let's start doing it right now. I'm going to read a letter, okay?
Yep. Let's go to the letters.
I love when we go.
And here we are.
It feels like a new. It's a new place.
I jogged this time as well.
Here we go.
You showed me up last week.
I went backwards. Gentlemen. In December of 2020, my mom passed away after a 15-month battle with pancreatic cancer. 2 days after the service, my wife and I took a trip to Mexico in order to grieve and recover after a brutal 2020 in which we lost two dear young friends, one to disease and the other took their own life. While we were away in Mexico trying to allow ourselves to relax, we got a phone call on Christmas Day. It was the dog trainer who was watching our beloved 4-year-old puppy Barkley while we were away. Suddenly, and seemingly out of nowhere, Barkley had just died. The trainer was shocked, and my wife and I were absolutely devastated beyond words. We sat there on a cabana in what was supposed to be paradise and both sobbed uncontrollably like never before. We cut our trip short and flew home the following morning, both of us crying the entire flight and for several days later. In the months following, I've gotten so many people reaching out and expressing condolences for the loss of my mom, which of course I appreciate. But for some reason, when they fail to mention Barkley's passing, it makes me feel somehow worse. I can't explain it, but losing Barkley hurts so much more than all the other losses we've experienced. This isn't to say we loved any of the others less, but the physical and emotional reaction I have to the loss of Barkley is on another level. Why do you think that is? I definitely know why I think it is. When do you think it would be okay for us to get another dog? We miss Barkley terribly and could never replace him, but we have a lot of love to give. I always imagined I would write you boys more of a fun letter, but this is the letter that has been written. I am a forever paler, subject to change. Best, Ryan. P.S. Barkley's cause of death turned out to be a birth defect with his kidneys, which we knew about and had tried to help him manage his whole life. It's just that nobody knew he was that sick or could possibly just die like he did. Best, Ryan. I like that,
man.
We bested twice with Ryan on that letter. Can I give a quick short answer?
Absolutely.
This is why I think on a certain level it hurts more than any other, right? We love our animals, mm-hmm. and our animals, we feel like love us. But sometimes with people, we get a chance to say goodbye and we have to hope, even when we do have the chance to say goodbye to a dog, we have to hope that they know how we feel. There's some still hope there. And of course, I think they do know.
Right.
And so I think there's some of that of like, I want, you know, there's always going to kind of be a little bit of longing. But the bigger thing to me, especially with animals, is all they do is love.
Yeah.
All they do is love. There are people in my life that I love so much, but I'll be damned if sometimes they aren't a hassle. And that doesn't make it okay for them to die.
Right.
But when you lose your best friend who's an animal, all they brought into your life was love. And that bottomless well of joy and love and companionship is gone.
Yeah.
And I think that is what can make it so hard, because all they do is give us good things.
And I think also in this particular, even when they're a mean cat.
Yeah. I mean it. Even when they're a mean cat, because cats are so damn cool.
Do you think sometimes people aren't bringing up Barkley because they're like, I'm not a dog person. Like, they're cool. That. Do you think someone's so petty, like, sorry to hear about your mom, and that's all I have to say? And they're like, well, you know about my dog, and right. You're obviously,
you're obviously not a friend.
Right. Ryan, I just got to say,
heart goes out, man. To you.
Yeah. Heart goes out to you. What an insane 2020 was already insane, without all the extra that you have here.
Right.
I mean, your mother, two friends, your dog, that's insane. I think maybe my guess is that there could be something with the fact that your mother had a 15-month battle with pancreatic cancer and that it was a part of you. Yeah, not just saying goodbye, but there was a part of you that came to accept just what it was, because, and that you touched on this, Barkley's death was shocking and out of nowhere and right. So unexpected, especially because you probably assumed that you had so much more time with him. I mean, 4 is such a young age for a dog.
But also, don't you think
a dog,
what you were just alluding to is true also, that like, I lost someone in my life to pancreatic cancer.
Mm-hmm.
There was a It went very swift at the end. I would say a little too swift for my liking, but there was a time for them to say, you know,
what they needed.
It's
to
okay.
Say. Yeah, yeah.
And I'm going to be okay. And you're going to be okay. And Barkley doesn't get, you didn't get to say that to Barkley, and Barkley didn't get to say that to you. Like, it's okay, buddy. Like Ryan, it's okay.
Yeah.
You know, like, so that is so hard.
Yeah.
And as far as two quick things, as far as getting another dog,
you don't ever. We give the weirdest advice. Never.
You and just I are the like, one we're dog. Not really dog people, but I get.
it's not at all what Ryan was looking for. Like, oh, I kind of
is. I would say, positive. If you love dogs, get another dog, and that will not replace your love of Barkley, but it will bring more of that love into your life, and you will be giving that love as much as it's given to you. We're, we watched Hoosiers together recently after a 3-year buildup, right?
We're bragging about it.
And your
that.
Dog slept
we
on your lap.
We have access to a lot of the more exclusive films.
Your dog slept on your lap the whole time, and
that's
then
right.
You got up to go get some water, and your dog thought you were going to bed because it was technically bedtime
yeah.
and did not know what to do.
Yeah.
And then when you came back, was like, all right, I'll go back into this. Like,
right.
Just that companionship. But also, and I don't mean to be mean, Roar.
You can be mean.
Because out of context, if you didn't know any of this,
yeah,
could you imagine
what
being on that flight next to these two people
no.
sobbing?
Could you imagine it's a 3-seater row
yes.
and you're
and
like,
you're like, no, you can keep the middle. They tell
and
you,
also
they tell
the
you
aisle.
Stay in the middle. They tell you like, no, you stay in the middle.
Oh my God. And
could you imagine being like, I am sitting, because you would think if they told you to keep the middle, you're like, these two people are getting a divorce.
Here's what,
if you put you on the aisle or the window, you'd spend the whole thing. You would text me and be like, Daniel, you do not know. I don't know what these people are going through right now.
I want to go one step further than that. Can you imagine they are sitting in the cabana and you have just come back as the waiter and you're like,
the waiter,
those
the waiter.
Margarito, are we everybody good? Like, just shocked. Like, what did I miss?
Who's what ready for tableside guac?
You guys ready for some more guacamole? Okay. What's
that?
Wow, you guys got some red eyes.
Look, if you're that unhappy with the service, imagine you're imagine you're the cabana next to them. Like, you are having the time of your life.
It is popping off. It is popping off.
And you're even trying to be friendly. Like, we would be like, you guys want a drink? You guys look like you need a drink.
Yeah.
And they're like, we do not
want. No, we're good. Shots. We're doing shots. You guys want shot? No. No, we don't.
What about you text me, Roy? You're on that flight and you go, I don't know what's going on with the two people next to me, but they really are mad I'm watching Marley and me.
They do not
they
like.
They do not want Marley and
they
me
don't
to
like,
be
they
happening.
Don't want the, okay. Too far. Too far.
It is. Me. I know. Could you imagine? Look, also Ryan's subject to change a pallor. And for anybody who doesn't know, pennies are people who have listened to almost all of our episodes. Pallors listen to every single one. You count if you started with the
and
teasers.
We rack up the hashtags. We know what's hip.
Ryan's,
and we know hashtags are super hip and people want to keep up with them.
We got
to
get
subject
out of
to change is one of our best hashtags.
I want to talk more about this, but I will say Ryan has been with us
I
for
could
a long
keep
time.
Going on this.
He,
yeah.
He knows our humor
he
and I hope we
vibe.
Made him laugh and I hope he gets another dog. And I hope I get to meet that dog someday.
And I just want to put this out there. And I don't know. Do you? I don't even know. I think my opinion is that you get another dog right away.
I agree. But we could talk about it maybe some more some other day. This is just a teaser.
And we shall.
Okay. Best Ryan, we wish you well. Sincerely, your pen pals, Daniel Van Kirk.
And Rory Scovel.
And if you love what you just heard, there's going to be a lot more of this starting July 28th on Team Coco. We will get letters from all over the place. And if you have something sad in your life, we will incorporate guacamole into it. We'll see you guys soon.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.